La Forza del Destino.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Hey, Merce, buddy. How you been doing?
Oh, pretty good, Leon. I've been working kind of late. It's got me a little tuckered out.
Staying up late writing music?
No, it's really not that. I'm rehearsing an opera up here at the college. We're going to put it on next month.
An opera? Is that kind of like a play?
Yeah, like a play, you know, with music. The characters, they all sing their lines.
They do?
Oh, yeah. Now, but when it's opera comique now, then they can say some lines.
Yeah, they just use lines from play and sing it to tunes they like?
No. The tune's all written down for them.
What's the name of this opera y'all doing?
Well, it's a real famous one. It's called La Forza del Destino by Giuseppe Verdi.
Golly, I bet story's real good with a name like that.
Oh, yeah, it's a good story. It's about these two lovers that are going to elope. Well, he comes to pick her up, and her father hears him, see? Well, he doesn't know it's her father, and he thinks it's a robber, and he kills him.
Uh-oh. Boy, that ain't a good way to start a marriage. Is that the end?
No, that's just the start. Now, she runs away and hides in a monastery. She dresses like a man, you know, and she hides there for 2 years.
Now, just a minute, Mr. Buddy. She dresses like a man, gets away with it for 2 years?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, there's a problem right there.
What problem?
I don't believe that any woman that could pass for a man for 2 years worth killing nobody over.
You're probably right.
Mr. Buddy, that's almost as good as the trial I seen last week down there at the courthouse.
Trial? Which one was that?
This lady said her husband beat her up all the time. She filed charges against him after he hit her with a crock pot.
Boy, that's terrible.
Yeah, her husband told the judge not to believe nothing she said because anybody could tell she's punch drunk.
We maybe could slip that in right after the second act.